Thanks, Dr. Gaddis, and good morning. I am excited to be here today. This is a 20-year project, and most nonprofits are probably out of business about 5 years. But we have a unique strategy that would allow us to be sustained over the long haul, and we'll see that as we go through the presentation. The Jackson Medical Mall is a private foundation, and it's located in Jackson, Mississippi. And we have three distinct partners, the University of Mississippi Medical Center, Jackson State University, and Tougaloo College. This is a public-private partnership, and this partnership works because these entities all came to the table regarding their own self-interest. And you'll see as we go through this project what everybody's self-interest was and how they got involved in this program. But the University Medical Center is the only teaching hospital in the state of Mississippi. Jackson State University is the urban university in Jackson, and Tougaloo is a private college in the northern part of the city. The history of the Jackson Medical Mall. We have a very distinct mission statement. It's twofold. Number one, to provide a holistic approach to health care for the underserved and to promote community and economic development in the Jackson Medical Mall District. The Jackson Mall was the first shopping mall built in Mississippi in 1968. And nobody really thought it would ever go into place, but over time it started to decay when the next mall was built in South Jackson, and it became an eyesore. Dr. Shirley, a pediatrician, a local pediatrician who transitioned last November, was the founder and had the mission and the vision to get this thing started, and he put the Jackson State University Tougaloo College and the Medical Center all in the same room at the same time to start working on it. Now, his relationship with these three universities, number one, he grew up in the Jackson State University area. He was a graduate of Tougaloo College, and he was the first African-American resident to graduate from University Medical Center. The renovation began in 1996. We opened our first clinic in 1997, and we renamed it the Thad Cochran Center in 2001. And Senator Cochran is a senior senator from Mississippi, and he's been very instrumental in making sure that the programs and projects operate at the mall were funded. And, of course, that was during the time when you had earmarks, and they don't happen anymore, so we've been struggling to get Senator Cochran to do anything since that time. The primary thing you have to do in an urban community that's struggling, you have to decide, number one, if your business is right for that community, and number two, if your business is right for that community, you got to decide to stay there and make a difference in that community. So we had the option of changing zip codes, going someplace totally else and putting this magnificent clinic up, or we could do it right in that zip code where we were. Our decision was made to do it right where we were, and that was because of our self-interest. Dr. Shirley lived in the community, and he wanted to make something happen in his community. And I tell folks every day, we had such a great strategic plan. The project is successful because we had a good plan. A trained monkey could have made it work. And so I'm not smart. Dr. Shirley's not smart. We just followed a good plan. So we got to thinking about how do we make this thing work. And your vision has always got to be bigger than just the building. And we had this great big old building sitting there in eyesore, and we spent a few dollars to totally renovate it. And we did a 100% renovation of a project that's about 900,000 square feet. We spent close to $100 million in the renovation process. And I often get asked the question, why did you spend all that money in that neighborhood? And a better question is, why not? So we started to think about our strategy would be build it, they'll come, but that won't always work. So you got to build it, and you got to consider what the people who are in the community want, and you got to start to do some of the things that they want to see happening. So we got into this creative placemaking, and we're going to create places for folks to live, work, play, and shop. And that's what the Jackson Medical Mall is all about. It's a one-stop shop. Our vision is to do community development from the bottoms up, get all the folks involved. Dr. Shirley's vision is not important. My vision is not important. It's what the community wants, and that's what we started to do. So you'll see how creative placemaking has made it a success for us. Some of the tenants at the mall, every kind of service you want from primary care to specialty care, is at the mall. We have the Merle Evers Institute for Elimination of Healthcare Disparities there, UMC's primary care clinics, Cancer Institute, specialty clinics, primary care, health department, eye clinics, the Jackson Heart Study is based there, insurance companies, dental clinics, It's a one-stop shop for health care. You can also get your shoes shined. You can go to a restaurant, get your pictures framed, home buyer education, taxes filed. Anything you pretty much want is in that 900,000 square foot facility. So the population served, because we're associated with the University of Mississippi Medical Center, we have served this entire state of Mississippi. And as I said earlier, there's only one teaching hospital in the state of Mississippi, so all the patients come from all over the state to be served there. But our primary focus is in a 2 to 3 mile radius of the building, and those streets don't mean anything to anybody in this room, but that's our footprint, and that's where we spend our time working. These are some stats, and as I said earlier, we did not want to be a five-year wonder, get the big grant, and service the patients and services that were required for that particular grant and be gone in 5 years. We have to come up with a unique model. So the Jackson Medical Mall Foundation is a landlord. So I tell folks all the time, I have a fancy title that says executive director, but basically I'm just a rent man. I collect rent. We have 900,000 square feet of space, 80 acres of property, and there are 5 anchor tenants. And that $100 million that we spent to renovate the place, those loans are guaranteed by those 5 anchor tenants with those long-term leases. The revenue is generated annually about $12 million. We have about $40 million, that $100 million left still in debt. The base rent that we rent space for $11 a square foot. And we're about 98% occupied. The original mall was purchased for $2.8 million, and it's now worth $83 million. There are 1,500 folks working at the mall every day, and those folks do about a $25 million annual impact on the payroll of the city of Jackson. We provide over 200,000 healthcare encounters a year, and any given day, the mall looks like a shopping center at Christmas time. There are 5,000 cars coming to the mall every day. And the statisticians tell me there are 2.8 people per car, and I don't know how you do that, but that's what they told me, and I believe it. So that's phase one. Phase one was to create the building and provide all the services. But just think about the story of the kid who has asthma, who continues to go to the hospital, continue to miss school, and he's getting the best health care in the world, and they're blaming the mom because they think she's not giving the kid his or her treatments every day. And there are other elements involved in why that kid is not making it. So you got to have a comprehensive approach to health care. So we decided we not only have to provide doctor visits and clinics, we have to change the community where these kids live. And so phase two is our economic development piece. And so we're starting to develop the community from this. This is what happens to a community when nobody cares about it anymore. Grandma moves out of the house, the kids get the idea that they're going to rent the house and make a lot of money. Sooner or later, the folks stop paying rent, house gets boarded up, and sooner or later it gets burned down. And this is what you start from. And we have kids living next door to this all over the place, and you would expect them to be sick and not be able to attend school because there's all kind of stuff in this building, lead poisoning, you name it, it's there. So our plan was we got to clean this stuff up. So we started to acquire every piece of property in our neighborhood. Everything that was out there was on the tax rolls as being tax default, or somebody just wanted to sell and get out of business. We bought it. We were buying businesses, residential properties, and we decided we were going to create some affordable living quarters for folks. We were going to do two things. Number one, we're going to do some multifamily for the seniors and some single-family stuff for the new families that were coming into the neighborhood. We partnered with churches, businesses, community leaders, educators, advisory boards, anybody who wanted to be on our team, we got with them. This is our first development. This is Cage Senior Housing Development. It's a $14 million development right in the middle of the neighborhood, and it sticks out like a sore thumb because it's the most beautiful thing you want to see. It's got 81 units totally occupied. We've got 100 folks on the waiting list. These are some of the amenities inside that facility. And this was before it was occupied, and we're going to go back and take some pictures because there's 81 seniors are having a ball there. They have their own exercise room. They have their courtyard. And because we partnered with the church to do this, a lot of folks did not want the pool table in the room, but the seniors insisted that they have a pool table. So they do have a pool table in the room. So that was our attempt to take care of when grandma gets too old to live in a house, we buy her house, put in the senior citizen development, and then we refurb the house and totally redo that community. And this is what our vision was for single family. We started here, and we didn't quite get all the way there because we built 4 houses, and this was the first 2 that we built, And then we built two more. And these two, one, the one on the right, was built for our deputy next door program because we wanted to put a police officer in the community. And so he and his family live there. So we built four houses in 5 years. And you see, I'm not a young man. So at building four or five houses every 5 years, I'd be 200 years old by the time we get to 80 houses built. So we had to partner with somebody else. So here comes another partnership. So we partnered with a very aggressive developer. And so with that relationship, we're now in the process of building 44 new townhomes in that community. So they're going real fast, and these are already leased. They're going to be lease purchase homes, and they are already leased, and we have a waiting list of folks who want to be in this project also. This is what they look like. Some of them are stacked together. They're zero-line lots. This is what they look like a little bit further in the process. This is a two-stack. And they're going to have a community center. And that community center will offer opportunities for the folks, number one, to learn how to be a homeowner. So they have 15 years of leasing the home, and in the last 15 years, we'll sell the house to them, and they'll actually become the homeowner. But during that process, we'll have tutorials for the kids, ABCs of homeownership, workforce development, educational opportunities, health and wellness programs, and these are some really nice places. They're 1,520 square feet, two-car garage, full brick, and they have everything, all the bells and whistles of a $200,000 home that they're going to get a chance to buy after 15 years for $50,000. We also had no place for our children to play, no safe place at all. The kids were just running up and down the street, riding bicycles, and so we partnered with Humana and Kaboom, and we built a playground on one weekend, so over 200 folks came together to build that playground. So it just does me good to ride through the neighborhood and see the kids playing. So as you start to get rooftops in, now you can start to do some business development. So we didn't want pawn shops and credit lending places in the area, so we recruited some banks. And this is Liberty Bank. It's an African-American-owned bank from New Orleans. They built a $3 million branch in our neighborhood. Trustmark Bank is the bank that Dr. Shirley borrowed the first $2.8 million from. They're still there. KLC had moved. We boarded up. And once we started the redevelopment, they came back. American Medical Response is our paramedic company for Jackson, Mississippi. We built them a 25,000 square foot facility on the property. We had a grocery store desert, no grocery store within 10 miles of the facility. So we recruited Save-A-Lot to come in, and we had to get a special variance from Save-A-Lot because we wanted more fresh fruits and vegetables in this store. And this store has really worked out for Save-A-Lot. This is the number one Save-A-Lot in the country. Most Save-A-Lots do 110,000 per week. This one does 160 to 180. We also have a community center, and it's funded by the Kellogg Foundation, and it's a health and wellness center, community garden, farmer's market. It's got a mobile market also that travels around the community selling vegetables and giving away vegetables. It's a rental facility. And you have to keep working to help change the conditions. And so we have lots of folks in Jackson, in our area, on the food stamp program. So we wanted to help them get off. And we created a program in a partnership with USDA that we actually provide in training and education to get them trained and get them new jobs so that they can eventually come off the SNAP program. We have our own transportation system inside the mall. We move folks around the mall parking lot, and we also bring patients to and from their appointments from their communities. We are doing some AIDS and HIV programs now, and our newest facility being constructed is a 10,000 square foot retail facility that's being built on the property, and it will house a Cricket wireless telephone service, Subway restaurant, Mississippi Smiles, a pediatric dental service, Mississippi Eye Care Associates. And when you start to do great things in your backyard, then you can expand. So now we're at the process of expanding to create a Mississippi Healthcare Corridor, and it'll be a 5-mile-long corridor of nothing but healthcare entities serving the entire community. In conclusion, your vision has always got to be bigger than the building. We could have built a building, put a fence around it, and lived happily ever after, but we knew we wouldn't survive in more than 20 years because that's what happens to malls when you don't connect with the community. So we are connected to the community, and we made it our business to change our zip code. Thank you.